our analysis shows that there would be marked improvements in air quality and deposition of air pollutants, things like acid rain, mercury deposition, to all the states in the lower 48 states if a stringent and flexible program similar to what the EPA is proposing is implemented. So states could have tremendous benefits, but it's really up to the states. So this is the part, this is the first part of a three-part analysis that we're doing. We're now going through and looking at the health benefits and savings associated with improvements in air quality in these three plans, and then what are the effects to ecosystems? How much acid rain would be reduced? What are the benefits for ozone and improved production of crops and forests and improved visibility? So we're going to be doing these over the summer. We will have subsequent reports. But they're really, as I think Judith said, the ball is really in the state's courts. They can do whatever they want to implement this standard, and they have lots of options available. And so we want to just show them that depending on how they implement it, they can get a lot of co-benefits associated with reductions, improvements in air quality.